poker. If you play Mucho, and Paul got up the next day, he was extremely disturbed. All the interpreters and all the wise people. They imposed their oath on the power. The Torah tells us that the two chalomis the power had disturbed him so much, he called the great chachamim and they gave him an interpretation of the dream. They imposed their oath on the power. So Rashi says, one medrash, that this interpretation of Sheva Bonos Atol Molid, Sheva Bonos Atol Kover, wasn't satisfactory to him. Rashi does not bring down the other medrash, says he'll have seven Medinas, he'll conquer seven Medinas, and afterwards, he'll lose them all. Wasn't satisfactory to him. Why not? So Ma'aseh Hashem tells us, the Sefer Ma'aseh Hashem, Ezer Rokeach tells us, Ve'imposo som leparo, such a dream of having seven children and losing the children, of being Matzliach and conquering land and then losing the land, Ve'imposo som leparo, why is that unique to Paro? Why only Paro? Anyone can have such a dream. Why was it unique to Paro? Because Chazal tell us the Paro was so disturbed over this dream that he was getting sicker and sicker and losing his mind. If he would not be satisfied with interpretation of anybody, he'd eventually die. He was going out of his mind. This is not just to have a cholim, so you'll have a tinus. A tinus. When it says in the pasuk that Vatipoyem Mucho is the new for souls to fashes. Why did Paro have this dream? Why was it unique to Paro? And then when he was told that there is an Ish Ivri that could perhaps be an expert by the Sarah Mashkin that told him about this Nar Ivri, Yifta Lonis Chalmosenu, his dream, the Sarah Mashkin, the Sarah, and the Oifet. So Paro called him out by Yom Paro Yosef Chalom Cholamti, and he told him, you can interpret the dream. And Yosef answered, the answer will come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Biskarov brings down a Tosis and Brachis. It says, Posri Chalomis, the Reed says, is a mazel. And look at the Shas HaLeidah, and one can interpret one's Chalomis. V'ein HaDover Toli B'Chochmo, only to know the Mazolus, and one can find interpretation of a person's dream. And that, Be'emes, is what Paro was looking for. He was looking for a poser, something to interpret his dream through his Mazolus, from astrology. And Yosef answered, no, but like Gedali Kim, it's going to come through Nevuah. It's not going to come through just from the Mazolus. Manaf Gemina, if it's Mazolus or it's Nevuah. So Biskarov says, if it's through Mazolus, it depends on the information. Like the computer. The computer gives out what you put in. You put in a lot, you get out a lot. You don't feed the computer, you don't feed him information, he can't give the information. You gotta feed it. You feed me information, and I'll tell you all about it. That's a poser. Yosef said that's Nevuah. I'm a Navi. I'll tell you B'Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechem Adad Be'er Shal Rosh Haladam. Even if you don't tell me all the information, I will tell you what the dream is all about. So Ramban says, how are on things? He said things that, or he kept things back, and he wanted to test it until he was very happy with the results. And Paro himself says he was very happy. He was no longer disturbed. And it says about Paro that Vayitav Adav Rabbeinu Paro. Vayomer Paro Yosef Achayodil Elkim Oskol Oskol Azosei Novel Nechachem Kamol. You're the greatest. You're Chachem Enov. There's one pasuk here that is telling us a tremendous limud in Hanogas HaChayim. This relationship between Paro and Yosef in the process of interpreting his dreams, why was Yosef accepted? Because Yosef told him that the dream is unique to you. You, Paro, have a dream of Sheva Shonim of Rav, and Sheva Shonim of Sova, and Sheva Shonim of Rav. You can do something about it. No one else can do it. That's why it's unique to you. What can you do? So he gave him the solution. Appoint a Navon V'Chacham. A Navon V'Chacham. Ramban says a Navon V'Chacham is someone that appoints officers. He should go and gather up all the tefillah from all the countries, and also someone to inspect how much every person, every family needs. A Navon V'Chacham. That's not really shot in the pasuk. Navon V'Chacham. Chacham. You have to be such a great individual, Navon V'Chacham. An economic expert. There's many economic experts. Joseph was an economic expert. A father of economics. As you'll see in the next week's Sedra, Vayigash. This is Chacham, Navon V'Chacham. The Balei Musa learned much deeper than this. He told them there was Sheva Shonim of Sava and Sheva Shonim of Rav. You have to be a Chacham to realize what to do. In the Sheva Shonim of Sava, when you have a lot, the Teva Adam is to waste a lot. You see that at weddings, at banquets, in our own dining room, in our cafeteria, the waste is unbelievable. The waste is unbelievable. Look at the cafeteria across the street, the luncheonette, after a person eats, 50% of the food is left over. No one's going to take a knife and eat the other part. Look at the garbage bills. Look at the garbage. The recycling. We recycle what? Brand new objects. What you see in the garbage where people throw out. It's a land of plenty. A land of plenty. Just throw out and throw out. This was Mitzrayim, this was the world. 7 years. A chokham, he's a chokham, a role is a nolad. He realizes, what does he realize? He realizes the importance of food, of time, of Yaakov Avinu, went back on Parim Tanim, not because he was very stingy, not because time is money, but money is time. Not time is money. Not the idea that I have all the right to charge you $300-$400 an hour, or when you speak to the lawyer or the professional on the phone, he has a meter. He has a, he charges you. He has a meter there. I said, how come? I went to school. I want you to pay. I have loans to pay up. I have to pay up my loans. I finally am a professional individual at the age of 30. My time is money. No, my money is time. Every minute the Yaakov Avinu worked was time. Therefore, everything was important. Only a chacham that was sensitive like Yosef at Tzadik, that went through Rav, Can you realize what struggle means? Because they went through a concentration camp. And they'll tell you what they ate. And they ate like a dog, like an animal. Something fell on the ground, they ate it, they picked it up, and they ate it. In order to have this sensitivity, to be able to realize this man hasava, that you have to save for the Rav, you gotta be a chacham. You gotta be a chacham. That's just a wise man. You need a Kim. You need an Ishal Kim. This Pasik is telling us something. This Pasik is telling us the Derech HaChayim that we have in front of us. This Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is called the Olam of Sava, of satiation. Eventually we'll go to Olam Haba, the world of Rav. Hunger. There's nothing there. What does that mean? In terms of Torah and Mitzvahs. In terms of Torah and Mitzvahs, this is the world. This is the world of plenty. And the next world is Rav. They say, you always learn the Gra. By the Vilna Gaon, by his Patero, he was crying. He wasn't the only one. And his Talmidim tried to appease him, Rebbe, you're going to Olam Haba. Isn't he going to Olam Haba? The Gra that maybe was Mevatel 3-4 minutes in a year. The Gra that would never learn in a room with a window. The Gra that refused to see a sister after so many years, didn't have the time. What was he worried about? He won't go to Olam Haba. And he's crying. He told his Talmidim, I'm crying because I'm leaving Olam Hazeh, this world of Sviya. I don't have enough. I want more. More mitzvahs. I won't have this opportunity in Olam Haba. Paro knew that in order to have a proper officer, it wasn't just someone that was a wise man. Where the Ramban says, Navam v'chacham, in terms of choosing, but something more than that. He needed someone who was sensitive and realized the importance of life. The importance of life when there's a Zman Tzviya. This is what the Baal Musa tells us. This Pasuk is telling us a Yisod HaChayim. And they describe it in the following mashal. We need a mashal. The mashal is as follows. The mashal is two countries were at war for a couple decades. Constant battling. And the king decided to go ahead and to give a reward to anyone in the country that can make peace. Real peace. Not P-I-E-C-E, but T-P-E-A-C. Real peace. If you can make peace between the two countries, he will give a reward. What will be the reward? The reward will be that he can go into the treasury of the king, the Beis Yitzer, for 5 minutes. And those 5 minutes, he can take all the goodies, all the treasures he wants, pack himself up his pockets, his boxes, his bags, 5 minutes only, no more. And guess what? After a while, there was someone that was wise enough and smart enough and diplomatic enough and clever enough to be able to make peace between the two countries. And there was a solid peace, a solid peace. The king overjoyed, and so was everyone else. But then the king had a little charata. He didn't want the man to come in. In 5 minutes, you know how much he can take? Bankrupt the whole country. But a word is a word. If he went back on his word, his whole reputation would be killed. So the king went ahead and called his council, like Paro. The Chatumi and the Chachamim, what do you do? I promised. What do you do? What do? He has 5 minutes. We'll go bankrupt after this man comes in. So Chachamim told him as follows. We have the answer. The answer is, bring in music. Bring in music. You bring in music, the music has a tremendous, tremendous hashpah on an individual. You see it? I couldn't believe this, my son. Oh boy. All the time with the walkman. Music all day and all night. Wherever they go. The music. Bring in music. This man went ahead, gathered his whole family, came into the Mokum, the treasury. The family wished him well, and they were all clapping, and he was Moi Simcha. And of course, he had empty pockets and bags with him, boxes with him. And he walks in, and right away, the music. And he's impressed with the music. He stops a minute. He got 5 minutes. He stopped that minute. Hear the music. The music. I can't feel it the way others can describe it much better than I can. They can describe this much, I'm only saying what I saw in the Sifrei Musar. That the music, I can't explain it that well. But other people can. They can do a better job than I can. But the music had such a hashpah that after a minute and two, he thought to himself, what am I here for? What is my purpose here? What am I purpose? To get the gold, to get the silver, then do it. This is my purpose. So he started to collect the silver and gold, but the music stopped him again. And after 5 minutes, they pulled him out. And he realized afterwards, he took very little. What was the kachnat sarta? What was your purpose of going in that room? If not to accumulate kesef izav. Or if kesef liyizva kesef. Chazal say kesef, zeh Moshe Rabbeinu. Kesef means Torah mitzvahs. In all of this world, the Mabraham Shim Shona, Vim Gemurah Shmonim Shona, is 5 minutes keneged oilam haba. Amitzchis, this world is 5 minutes. All it is 5 minutes. What are we doing in these 5 minutes? These 5 minutes. Music. I know. Logically, I know. But Lamaisa, what am I doing? What am I doing? This is what the Seder is telling us. Ish Chacham. You need a Yosef at Tzadik to tell us, you may suffer. And you may suffer to accumulate the food. Don't spend it. To accumulate more and more, to accumulate, to save it. Don't get bogged down. You're just eating on the music. But do other things. For you may rav. And the may rav is olam haba. That's the may rav. And this you may suffer. This you may suffer is 5 minutes. Connected to Olam Haba. This is what the Seder is telling us. It's not just a Bible story. A Bible story of a time of famine with a tremendous economic advisor telling us what to do. The Mesillas Yesharim tells us in Perek Aleph, Acher Shalti Meis Hashem Osta Avake, Shifti Meis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayai, Kirag zeu ato. This is tov. V'chol zuah zeh shachshvu b'nei adam tov. They think it's tov, like music. It's a tov. Eina era havel v'shav. Listen. It's havel v'shav. It's havel v'shav. Especially when you take the beautiful light time. You have those 5 minutes. To take all that kesef is off. You had the 7 years. 7 years they were killed it. They were blown it. They blew it. the way we have in our society today, look how much waste there is. Unbelievable the waste that exists in every home, in the society. The waste of food, of money. The waste is unbelievable. You're paying tuition. You're paying for the camps. You're paying for the garbage. But the waste. This is life. This is a mushroom. That garbage pail is a mushroom. That's what life is. You see that? You see you took the food and you throw the garbage? That's what you're doing to your life. You're wasting your life away. It's a mushroom. This is this man. A person should come to this awareness. Awareness to wasting time. Where a boy walks in the basement, what did you come here for? I came to learn. The first thing he talks about is Missouri Shabbos. He talks about the Shabbos. He talks about the program. He talks about his midterms, the finals, and when he's going to have a final. This goes on every day. But what did you come here? I came to learn. That's what he said also. I came to take the kesavas off. But what did he do? He was listening to music. He knew where he was supposed to do. But what did he do? Not what he's supposed to do. What did he do? So, Kapow understood. He understood. And he saw that you need a yard of a kim. He's someone that not only his chakma, his achakam, he knows what the tafkid is to save the sava, but he knew how to do it. What is the tafkid in these years? And that's a yisod. Yisod gadol. On the mode. For every day of our life. Take every minute and every day. Use it up. I know what the purpose is, but what are you doing? Don't allow the hevel v'havolim to override us. And we need chizik on this. Where are we going to get the chizik from? The subways. Where are you going to get the chizik from? The TV? Who's going to give us the chizik? The Mesil Shisharim will give us the chizik. The Chol Zulazeh, Shchashvu b'nei Adam HaTov, Eino Ahav HaVishav. It's Ahav HaVishav. The only way is through Anmol of the Yigiyah. This is how we call Emes Amito. This is how we can prepare the Yimei Shesava for the Olam Haba L'mei Rav. Is in this world, to occupy our time totally in Torah Mitzvos. We'll be Zoicha L'chai Olam Haba.